Thank you. No, don't say anything. I still don't trust you. You know, if I had the energy, I would... Never mind. You know, I did not mean to scare those host towers. Why did you think that a gravity rune would make the situation better? Well, are we close to your home? All right. So, is this it? All right. You are a farmer, right? Shouldn't I stay in the barn instead of the house? Excuse me. That's kind, but this is your home. I was already trapped by one human today. I don't trust your kindness. Thank you. I'm not used to having clean water. You know, there's so much farmland around here that an unirrigated water source is a precious commodity. Human, I have no doubt in my mind that you weren't paid to save me. But what do you gain from helping me? I don't understand. Surely you are hoping to earn my trust. Maybe even get me to take you as my husband. Or maybe you are trying to get my rattle and sell it to those bastards at the Adventurers Guild. Forget that I said that. I don't need pity. Your kind is my enemy. The only human that a monster should love is their husband. Anyone else probably wants to drive a sword through your skull. We aren't even guaranteed a proper burial. You wouldn't do that, right? How do I know that I can trust you? The fact that you are a farmer means nothing. You know, there was a tale created after Elamia and the hostel had an intimate exchange. The farmer didn't like that, and thus the tale that Elamia liked to eat hostels came to be. Just because we live away from society doesn't mean we are feral. Well, thank you for the water. But I should be gone. Please, let go of my arm. I don't need any help. You have done more than enough. I don't want you to help me. Oh no, what have I done? Hey, human. Are you alright? How much did I give you? Come here. Yes, keep your eyes closed and allow me to coil around you. You are okay. Ready? You feel cold. Source of warmth. Okay, stay awake. Stay awake, human. A couch. Okay, please don't be worshipful. Please. Thank the gods. Okay, I'm really sorry. I did not mean to do that. I can see you're trying not to cry. It's okay. Let it out. I know it hurts. I'm sorry. I evolved to use that tactic against things as strong as dragons. Then I'm out of demonic energy. My god. You might wake up an incubus. Even monsters that cause this change overnight do it over either short, occasional bursts of time or a constant small stream. Not all at once. It's still energy created for demons to use. Oh god, I'm so sorry. Please let me try and help you feel a little bit better. Your hair is covered in cold sweat. No. The harmful effects should subside soon. It's almost over. You're almost okay, okay? God. Your shaking is slowing down. Your breaths are becoming less panicked. It's stopped, I suppose. I don't suggest moving. You're still going to feel slightly dizzy. I guess that you can hug me, if it helps you. Huh. You're starting to warm up. God. You gave me such a scare. For a second I thought that you... No, that was never a possibility. You did not deserve that. I'm sorry. I can still see that you are feeling uneasy. I might be able to help you, but only if you agree. Basically, I can give you a dose of pure lust venom, and the result would be the remaining demonic energy being released alongside your spirit energy if we, you know, became intimate. It's the least I could do, and I trust you, okay? Just watching how you reacted. Something inside of me knew that I had to help you. I thought for sure you would enter the less intense stage and, you know, immediately begin cursing my name, but you hugged me. So, I want to mate with you. I want you to be my husband. I want to be able to, well, hold you like that again. You do? Alright. Do you have a room? Okay. Okay. Alright. Let me coil back around you. Yeah. That's better, isn't it? Okay, I'm now going to take your clothes off. You look good. Alright, now I'll do mine. I was, well, stuck for so long that my form started to degrade. Beautiful. Well, I guess not when compared to another Lamia, though. That's sweet. Thank you. Okay, relax. I'll go ahead and bite you now. Okay? Don't worry about it. And well, just feel like a little pinch. I'm just going to kiss your neck and do it. Don't worry. Then, okay, give it a few seconds. In the meantime, I'll taste your lips. You know, I can feel you poking against me. I think it's working. Well, now, have you ever been this turned on before? No, I didn't think so. The only monster I can think of that can create venom worse than this would be a manticore. But maybe it's just because a manticore is cruel. I won't be. I'll be gentle. Okay, I'll put you inside of me now. Just relax. This hand feels nice. You look like you're enjoying yourself. Just rest against my breasts and let me take care of it, okay? Let me take care of you, my husband. It's the least that I can do after what I did. I can feel you sucking on my breasts. It feels good. Really good. Please don't stop, okay? I'm going to stroke your hair. Just keep moaning and sucking. Yeah. Such a good boy. Such a perfect good boy. I'm going to go a little faster. Oh, it feels intense, doesn't it? I'm sorry. I'm trying my hardest to be gentle. I'm assuming this is the first time you mated with a monster, let alone a snake girl. Oh, I can hear you whimpering. I'm sorry. You'll get used to this eventually, I promise. Let me speed up, okay? Oh, your cock feels so good. I'm going to come. When I come, I'm going to squeeze tightly. I'll feel like my insides are coiling around you. Just raise your head slightly. Oh, you're doing great. Just keep coming. Come inside me. Oh, yeah, please. Don't stop. Goodbye. I love you. Goodbye. 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 Oh, dear. I can feel you stopping. You did good. Very, very good. Okay, let's get you out of me. Such a good boy. Just rest now. Okay? I love you. I love you so much. I'm so happy. I just stay up a little while longer and hold you like this. It makes me so glad. I love stroking your hair and caressing your skin. I don't want to stop. Yeah, I suppose I can do that a lot now. You're such a cute boy. I love you. Good night, my wonderful boy. My wonderful husband. friend. Good night.